2. Literature Review. Employee Family Participation Measures and Enterprise Transformation. Family-friendly policies have limited effectiveness in reducing work-family conflict. A survey of the 564 employees showed that these policies had little impact on the perceived conflict. However, a proactive work-family culture and family support can help balance work and family roles. Conrad and Mongo, 2000, found that work-life planning had a positive impact on the productivity, especially among the professionals and the female employees. Chiu Yaping and Lai Suhui, 2017, observed that work-family measures can reduce the conflict, but are less effective during the periods of the high work-related anxiety, such as during corporate transitions. Work-family borders, the series studies the interaction between the employees' work and the family roles by analyzing the domain configuration and the boundaries. Segmentations and consolidations are two strategies for managing these areas. Segmentation provides clear role boundaries but makes the role transition more difficult, whereas the integration simplifies the role transitions but can lead to role conflict and anxiety. In a stable environment, employees can cope with these stresses, but changes such as the enterprise transformation can increase the stress level. For example, the pandemic induced shift to remote work has blurred the lines between work and home, increasing the conflict and the stress. To mitigate these issues, management and the human resource department should proactively adjust the work-family balance measures to help the employees adapt to the new situation. This approach ensures the employees' loyalty, stability, and productivity. 2. Literature Review. Employee Family Participation Measures and Enterprise Transformation. Family-friendly policies have limited effectiveness in reducing work-family conflict. A survey of the 564 employees showed that these policies had little impact on the perceived conflict. However, a proactive work-family culture and family support can help balance work and family roles. Conrad and Mongo, 2000, found that work-life planning had a positive impact on the productivity, especially among the professionals and the female employees. Chiu Yaping and Lai Suhui, 2017, observed that work-family measures can reduce the conflict, but are less effective during the periods of the high work-related anxiety, such as during corporate transitions. Work-family borders, the series studies the interaction between the employees' work and the family roles by analyzing the domain configuration and the boundaries. Segmentations and consolidations are two strategies for managing these areas. Segmentation provides clear role boundaries but makes the role transition more difficult, whereas the integration simplifies the role transitions but can lead to role conflict and anxiety. In a stable environment, employees can cope with these stresses, but changes such as the enterprise transformation can increase the stress level. For example, the pandemic induced shift to remote work has blurred the lines between work and home, increasing the conflict and the stress. To mitigate these issues, management and the human resource department should proactively adjust the work-family balance measures to help the employees adapt to the new situation. This approach ensures the employees' loyalty, stability, and productivity. 2. Literature Review. employee family participation measures and enterprise transformation. Family-friendly policies have limited effectiveness in reducing work-family conflict. A survey of the 564 employees showed that these policies had little impact on the perceived conflict. However, a proactive work-family culture and family support can help balance work and family roles. Conrad and Mongo, 2000, found that work-life planning had a positive impact on the productivity, especially among the professionals and the female employees. Chou Yaping and Lai Suhui, 2017, observed that work-family measures can reduce the conflict, but are less effective during the periods of the high work-related anxiety, such as during corporate transitions. Work-family borders, the series studies the interaction between the employees, the work, and the family roles by analyzing the domain configuration and the boundaries. Segmentations and consolidations are two strategies for managing these areas. Segmentation provides clear role boundaries but makes the role transition more difficult, whereas the integration simplifies the role transitions but can lead to role conflict and anxiety. In a stable environment, employees can cope with these stresses, but changes such as the enterprise transformation can increase the stress level. For example, the pandemic induced shift to remote work has blurred the lines between work and home, increasing the conflict and the stress. To mitigate these issues, management and the human resource department should proactively adjust the work-family balance measures to help the employees adapt to the new situation. This approach ensures the employees' loyalty, stability, and productivity. 2. Literature review. Employee family participation measures and enterprise transformation. Family-friendly policies have limited effectiveness in reducing work-family conflict. A survey of the 564 employees showed that these policies had little impact on the perceived conflict. However, a proactive work-family culture and family support can help balance work and family roles. Conrad and Mongo, 2000, found that work-life planning had a positive impact on the productivity, especially among the professionals and the female employees. Chou Yaping and Lai Suhui, 2017, observed that work-family measures can reduce the conflict, but are less effective during the periods of the high work-related anxiety, such as during corporate transitions. Work-family borders, the series studies the interaction between the employees, the work, and the family roles by analyzing the domain configuration and the boundaries. Segmentations and consolidations are two strategies for managing these areas. Segmentation provides clear role boundaries but makes the role transition more difficult, whereas the integration simplifies the role transitions but can lead to role conflict and anxiety. In a stable environment, employees can cope with these stresses, but changes such as the enterprise transformation can increase the stress level. For example, the pandemic induced shift to remote work has blurred the lines between work and home, increasing the conflict and the stress. To mitigate these issues, management and the human resource department should proactively adjust the work-family balance measures to help the employees adapt to the new situation. This approach ensures the employees' loyalty, stability, and productivity.